G90.7, broadcasting from the campus of Western Iowa Tech Community College. The top 25 of 2017, and in at number 14, we're very nearly at the halfway point. That was the Tedeschi Trucks Band, the Live from Oakland double disc. And there they were with a live rendition of I Don't Know What It Means. Just prior to that, Robert Cray teamed up with the High Rhythm Section from Honey Bad, in at number 15 tonight on our countdown. It is the top, what are we at? The top 13, the lucky 13, our best albums of 2017 just ahead. We just heard from remarkable vocalist Susan Tedeschi, and we continue with another remarkable vocalist, Beth Hart. This is Fat Man from the album in at number 13, Fire on the Floor. It's Beth Hart next on the top 25 of 2017 on the 10 o'clock blues.
Drunk street punk playing with the speed bump, laughing at the dice in the box. Big wheeled high heeled banging on the ball field, chewing on a bag of rocks. Slingshot cold cock landing on a rooftop, waiting for the turkey parade.
Take a holiday. must be tired. For thousands of years you've made rivers of tears, bringing pain and misery to life. Once a man whose heart would fill with love said, I have a dream that one day people of all colors and creeds will walk hand in hand in peace. He said,
O'Clock Blues, top 25 of 17, in at number 12 on our countdown tonight, Mr. Wee Willie Walker. And Hate, Take a Holiday, that's from the album After a While. Now, if you've been listening since the beginning of the show, you might be thinking to yourself, but wait a minute, he already played Wee Willie Walker. And indeed, you would be right. We played another Wee Willie Walker album. That one was in at number 22 with the Greaseland All-Stars. It was a live album recorded in Norway. This one was recorded with the Anthony Paul Soul Orchestra. It was a studio album called After a While, and that winds up on our countdown tonight at number 12. Is that even legal? I suppose. I mean, I would imagine it is. Beth Hart in at number 13, Fat Man from Fire on the Floor, our album that came in on our number 13 on our countdown tonight. Hey there, welcome back to the program. I'm Stumpy Steve Smith. Actually, you've probably been here. I'm the one that's just returning with number 11 on our countdown tonight. And just after this one, we're in the top 10 officially. But this one just fell out. It's the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band and the Tolono Tapes. Here's a song from that one I played quite a bit this summer. It's called Terre Haute, the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band, in at number 11 of the top 25 of 17.
Fields. Oh, you so
every time that you move like that, I got to get down and pray. Don't you know that dress of yours was made out of fiberglass? And every time that you move like that, I got to go to Sunday.
O'clock blues top 25 of 2017, and we are now officially in the top 10 with Monster Mike Welch playing guitar. He doesn't sing. Monster Mike does not, but he hired another guy named Mike to do that. His name is Mike Ledbetter. I don't know if being named Mike was a prerequisite. Probably not. I doubt it. I mean, that would, you'd be limiting yourself, wouldn't you? Any, Monster Mike Welch and Mike Ledbetter. Down Home Girl, our album in at number 10 tonight, Right Place, Right Time. They were preceded by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band from the Tolono Tapes in at number 11 this evening. If you're just joining me, we are counting down the top 25 blues recordings, blues albums of the year 2017, as according to Living Blues Magazine and my own special Matrix and Blend. And we've got the top nine yet to come. And number nine is Mr. Rick Estrin, no stranger to these year-end charts. He and his band, The Nightcats, which way back in the day used to be Little Charlie Patty's band, but Little Charlie retired. At any rate, here they are from the new album, or the most recent recording, Groovin' in Greaseland, who, despite being in the top 10, Rick Estrin assures us, I ain't all that, as we continue on the top 25 of 2017 on the 10 O'Clock Blues. We'll be right back.
seen it all because I've been everywhere. Hey, you heard about it? Trust me, I've been there. East to west, both sides of the track. And if I've been there before, somebody wants me back. Man, I seen more action than Saturday night. Champagne in Paris, took flamencos in Spain. They fed me steak in Buenos Aires and lobster in Maine. I saw them so much fun in London till they want me back again. And it's been ladies wanna pay me just to be their special friend. Like bragging, cause it's not polite, so I ain't all that. Hey, but I'm all right. We'll be right back.
10 o'clock blues. You know, if we had an in memoriam section of the 25 countdown, he would be right there at the top. Mr. Greg Allman, we lost a great this year. Of course, Greg Allman passed on last summer, but not before he recorded Southern Blood and left us with Love Like Kerosene. Coming in on our countdown tonight at number 8, in at number 9, Mr. Rick Estrin and the Nightcats in the top 25 of 17. Well, hey, I'm super glad that you are tuned in. I'm starting to get all tingly with anticipation. What's going to be the number one album tonight, do you think? Well, I know, but I'm not going to tell you, not until we get there anyway. I will tell you what's number 7, though. Lucky number 7 is a band out of Chicago called the Cash Box Kings, who released an album called Royal Mint, which was distributed and produced by the good people at Alligator Records. And it, again, comes in tonight at number 7. Here's track number 2 from that Royal Mint album. It's called I'm Gonna Get My Baby. It's the Cashbox Kings on the top 25 of 17 on the 10 o'clock blues.
Yeah. Everybody talking about their baby. I got something to tell y'all. I'ma tell you about mine. When my fingers start to popping and my knees start to knocking, I'm going by my baby before my pistol start to popping. I'm going to get my baby. I'm going to get my baby. I'm going to get my baby. Going to get my baby.
10 O'Clock Blues, the top 25 of 2017, and in at number 6 on our countdown tonight, Elvin Bishop's Big Fun Trio, led there by Willie Jordan on cajon and vocals. Elvin Bishop was playing guitar. He also sings on a lot of the album, and Bob Welsh plays guitar. He also plays piano. He's playing piano on that one. It's You Baby from Elvin Bishop's Big Fun Trio, in at number 6 tonight. In at number 7, again, the Cashbox Kings from Royal Mint. Well, that means we just had number 6. We've got the top 5 yet to come. Which album's going to be number 1? We'll get to that here very shortly, within the half hour, within the next 20-ish minutes, actually. Up next, it is number 5, and our second repeat customer for this evening, it's Ms. Samantha Fish. This was the album she put out earlier in the year. It's called Chills and Fever, and we'll hear the title cut. Samantha Fish next, in at number 5 on the top 25 of 2017.
Thank you. I'm blue and lonesome. As a man can be. I'm blue and lonesome, whoa, as a man can be. I done got headaches over myself. My love is gone away from me. Baby, please come on back home to me.
Blues. We climb further up to countdown at number four with Blue and Lonesome, an old Little Walter song, newly performed there by Kim Wilson and found on his album Blues and Boogie Volume 1. Samantha Fiss with Chills and Fever just prior to that. That leaves us at number three with a collaboration between Mr. Taj Mahal and Mr. Keb Moe. Are you telling me there's a collaboration album, an entire collaboration album between Taj Mahal and Keb Moe, and it's not the number one album? Well, yes, apparently. The album was called Taj Moe. This might be the best blues single of the year. It's called That's Who I Am. It's Taj Mahal and Keb Moe from Taj Moe in at number three on the top 25 of 2017.
I'm a sinner. I'm a loser. I'm a winner. I got everything. I got nothing. But I'm a fool for some real good loving. I was looking for myself when I found you. And your love was all around. Now I can't see my life without you. Oh, that's who I am. That's who I am right now. I'm a lover. I'm a fighter. I'm a reader.
Sit and do. done. Habit has got its claws in me, and I'm scraping for a little piece of sanity. It's the enemy, but I miss it like a best friend. Shot in the dark time and time again. What will it be, Lord? Pick your poison.
O'clock Blues, So and Birchwood in at number 2 on our top 25 countdown tonight with Pick Your Poison, title cut from that fine album, which beat out number 3's Taj Mahal and Keb Mo from Taj Mo. We heard That's Who I Am from that one. Well, that leaves us with the number 1 record of the year, and it's from Bay Area blues man Tommy Castro. This is Nonchalant from Stompin' Ground, our number 1 album of 2017. Good night, y'all.
A story over there, left untold. About hidden treasure that shines like gold. She's everything I want. Behind that nonchalant, heart to heart. Soul to soul, mystery will unfold. Heart to heart, soul to soul, the mystery will unfold. There's something so mysterious about